Hey there. Welcome to my first podcast. This is Colin McMahon, the owner and operator of Pittsburgh Comics. I'm trying to get into the 21st century here and start doing a podcast. I'm doing this first one by myself because I fear I might as well only embarrass myself rather than someone else for this first one, so bear with me. What I decided to do for this first one is go through the current previews, which is the May 2011 previews. I've seen a lot of stores go through previews doing it like a blog and typing up their thoughts and things like that. And it just, it's always seemed to be a neat idea, maybe to let you guys see the process that I go through when I'm ordering. But the idea of typing it all up just seems like a whole lot of work. So if I can just sit here and just kind of talk my way through it, I figure that might be a neat thing to do. So if you have a copy, plunk down your May previews in front of you, and I'm just gonna go through it. Basically, all the ad stuff they're getting, I don't even really look at. Not real interested in who the feature creator is and what they're reading. Just kind of stuff. One thing did kind of jump out at me, that there's a full-page ad for the Thor movie, which I found interesting only because I know that Diamond gets a pretty good penny for the ad space in these books. And a full-page ad that's really not selling anything seems like a waste to me. I pay a good bit for these. I'm sure I more than cover the printing costs. So it's just kind of interesting to see a full-page ad for a movie as opposed to a product. But, so as we keep going through here, might finally get to a page with something in it. Okay. I'm going to skip through, I'm not going to do the first publishers right now, the Dark Horse, IDW, Image, Marvel, and DC, only because for these books, I generally have a pretty good idea of sales. I have a sales history or something to go on for these. I was going to concentrate more on the back part of the book that you might completely ignore, which a lot of people do, but it's the fun part for me, but also a frustrating part for me. So, here we go. Page, what do we have? 220. Oh, okay. More ads. There's so many ads in this book, and I'm going to comment on that, too. Page 222, where we start with the Aardvark Vanaheim. Glamour Puss, always order. It's a fun book. Sell one every once in a while, but it's one I'm happy to have on my shelf. Following Cerebus, number 12. I don't know if any of these issues have ever come out since in the almost 5 years I've been open, but I'll order one. What the heck? How bad can it be? And one copy. I'll generally order just about at least one copy of anything that's out there, as long as it makes sense. And I'll get into that a little bit, too, as we get to some books. Abstract Studios, Rachel Rising by Terry Moore. Echo did really well. It was a steady book for me. It's just coming to an end, and I see they have the big 600-page complete edition in this book, so I'm definitely going to get one of those, and I'll order Rachel Rising where Echo was selling. Not a ton of copies, but enough to cover the people that liked it. The AC Comics I've never had any luck with, so I kind of pass on those. It's kind of expensive, too. That's one of the things I'll be pointing out as we go through here. This particular Golden Age Greats, 104 pages, black and white, $30. That's a lot of money. Your typical graphic novel is about 140 pages for $15, so that one just doesn't make sense money-wise. So I'm passing on that. Across the Pond Studios, Elf, number 4. You know, I've been carrying it. I think number 3 actually comes out this Wednesday, the 18th. I don't know if I've sold a copy, so something like that, I might just order one. It's 4 of 6, so I want to keep going so I can at least have the whole story should somebody want it, but I'm not going to go crazy. Next, we have Fracture from Action Lab Entertainment. Well, this is fun because one of my customers, Chad Ciccone, is the artist on this. Chad's been at the store the last 2 free comic book days doing sketches for kids, and so I'm definitely going to carry this in pretty good quantity. We're going to hopefully do a launch party at the store. He'll get the author in. And we'll try to make that something big. So that's going to be fun. Here's another one, Ad House Books Forming, Volume 1, hardcover. Doesn't say a whole lot about what it's about, but the problem is 112 pages, $29.95. That's a lot of money for something that I don't know what it is. Basically, I'd need to know a lot more about it before I'd be willing to order that. Let's see. Slave Labor Graphics has a new book out. We'll go with that. Normally I order one of everything they put out. They have a really good track record. But then again, we get to another one. That's a problem. Just page count for me. Everything can be beaten hardcover. Now, I've heard of this. It's Jonan Vasquez, who I know people really like, but it's 32 pages, $12.95. That's just a lot of money for a little book. Something I'll think about, but pretty much that'll be one of the early cuts when I have to start cutting my order. Okay, looks, got a bunch of Offered Again or Stars of the Month, which just means they're in the book again, something that's already been out. It's one of those things I have to be careful of when I'm ordering, so I make sure I don't order multiple copies. Amaral Entertainment Cave Woman. Interesting story with this. Just had a customer that wanted all the different covers. Started getting them in, and I have a couple customers that now want them. For a while there, I was ordering direct from the publisher, but I've had a couple of the customers that wanted them have moved away, so it's just easier for me to get it right from Diamond. If you ever see anything in the book that you want, or if there's anything out there you want, just please tell me about it. I'm happy to get anything in, even if I have to go direct to the publisher to get it. But please let me know, because I can't order everything. I don't have shelf space for everything. I do try to carry as much as I can. But if there's something you want, let me know, because also that'll help me knowing there's interest. If I don't hear anything, I don't know. Good example was Godzilla from IDW. I didn't hear a peep. Nobody told me they wanted it. So I just ordered a few of number one, and all of a sudden in the week it was coming out, I had more people ask me to hold one for them than I had coming in. And of course, then it went out of, it's out of print and I can't get any more. So they've gone to a second print. I do have my special cover, but it was just a little frustrating not being able to get, have enough coming in for the people that wanted it. So just, even if you don't necessarily even have to pick it up, if you don't like it, but at least tell me you're interested. That'll help me judge the interest of the people as a whole. Also on this page is the Certified Cool from Diamond, which I always find interesting because it's like, well, what exactly does that mean? Do they get, do, have they read it? Have they seen it? Or is it just something they like? And I don't know. It's just one of those things I always see and go, I don't quite understand what that means. On the opposite side, there's a full page ad for Strawberry Shortcake, which is neat. But I wonder if it's a good use of the money for the company. I think this is from Ape. Kids' books are going to sell like kids' books. Not a whole lot they can do. I mean, and the kids' books have been selling great. Richie Rich, I blew through. SpongeBob has been insane. So I'm probably going to order this a little bit more than I normally would, but I got to imagine, you know, this is a couple hundred dollars for this ad. I just don't know if it's worth it. Next page, 226, we get to Antarctic Press. And they drive me nuts. When I go through the previews, I go through with a highlighter, either yellow or green, whatever I happen to have. So I can mark things that are of interest to me. So, you know, that looks good, that looks good. I just check them off. They always have a big colorful ad, same with Aspen. And most of the time, my check marks are irrelevant because I can't mark it anywhere to make it noticeable. Like I noticed, I tried to mark the Victoria's Secret Girls of Steampunk and the Time Lincoln, but I can't even see my marks. But some of their stuff does well. A lot of their stuff, like the Gold Digger, is a little too manga for me. Just doesn't really do anything. I've ordered it in before and it just sat, so I kind of avoid it. But The Last Zombie from Byron Keane, that does good. Their little stuff on the like Planet of Living Dead here, that'll always sell a couple copies, so I'm happy to order it in. Ape Entertainment is doing great with the kids' stuff. Like I said, we've got Strawberry Shortcake, Richie Rich, Megamind, Shrek, Pirates of Madagascar, Kung Fu Panda, selling that stuff like crazy. Freak Show, I don't think anybody's picked up any of the issues yet, so I may or may not order the graphic novel. Subculture looks like it's reprinting webcomics. Not real interested in that. If somebody wants to read a webcomic, they normally will read it online. So pass. Arcana Studios. This is one of the big ones that I have to look at as far as page counts. If you look, the second one here is Cord and Harley graphic novel. 50 pages, $19.95. That's a lot of money. That's something that's going to come in. You know, 50 pages is basically about two regular-sized comic books. So, $19.95, I don't know. And, you know, I don't recognize any of the names. That's one I'm definitely going to give a pass on. And I generally give a pass on most of their stuff. Another one's 80 pages, $14.95. Just not enough bang for the buck. And then I get stuck with that stuff sitting on my shelf. And, you know, I don't even know if that's really sellable even at half that price. So pass on those. Arcade Entertainment. It was kind of fun when I was down at the Comics Pro meeting down in Dallas, and we met with each of the publishers and met with Mel Kalo of Arkea, and he asked, you know, what our impression of their company was. And I think he liked what I said. I said, quality. All his books really look good. I haven't read that many. But all their stuff really looks good. I just wish they'd get rid of their dust jackets, because it drives me nuts when one of those tears. But pretty much I'll order all their stuff. They have some new printings and stuff here. Not real interested as long as I have the main printing. But yeah, their stuff is just really beautiful. And I ask you to, you know, take a look at their stuff when you, next time you're in. Archie, always order Archie. Numbers are going up on most of my Archie stuff, which is good. And then you get into Sonic is going just crazy. Mega Man's been doing really well since it came out. And then in Veronica, the interesting Kevin Keller, an openly gay character in Archie. Ooh, but there's definitely going to be some buzz about that, or at least some news. So definitely want to make sure I have those on the shelf. Arden Entertainment. This is another frustrating thing for me. They had a big push for the launch of Grim Ghost, Phoenix, and Wolf. And I'm still sitting with issue 1 on the shelf, and here I am. I'm going to be ordering issue 5. I haven't seen what's coming next week, but I don't. That's still, even if it come issue 2 comes out next week, that doesn't give me a whole lot of time before my order is due, I think, next Thursday. So even if number 2's come next week, I'll have one day of sales. So it's kind of hard to tell. Did people just grab number 1 as a lark? Let's see what this is. Makes it really hard, you know. So I've already ordered 2, 3, and 4, just totally guessing. And here I'm going to have to order number 5, guessing. And to be honest, that's when I start cutting my numbers. If I'd ordered 10 of number 1, I might, since this is already late, I might be down to 3 or even 2 of this, depending on how many people told me they wanted. It might just be subs and 1 for the shelf. I just can't keep risking my money on a company that's not putting anything out. So, Fusillade has a nice little ad here. Just a little interesting. It's got a lot of artists, and then it has some interviews. So I don't know quite what to make with it. Anthology books typically don't do too well, but I'm always willing to give the little guy a chance. So I've never heard of Axiom Press, but you know what? I'll give it a shot. $16, 144 pages. You know, like I said, it's value there. That seems thick enough to be worth it. So I'll order it. Okay, now we get to Aspen. Again, like I was saying, there's really no place to make a check mark where I can see. I love they're putting dates on. Haunted City number 0, July 6th, 2011. I feel like writing that on the calendar, and we'll check and see if it actually does show up that day. Nothing against Aspen. Their books sell very well. Just they're always seem to be late. Executive Assistant Iris, this is kind of fun because they're showing they have this big schedule. Where is it? There we go, on the page 240, where there's 4 issues going to ship in July, 4 in August, 4 in September, of all these different books. And I based on their track record, we'll be lucky if we get them all out by the end of the year. Fathom sells well. Covers are tough when they want all these sketch retailer covers and things, because I do have customers that want them, but sometimes the numbers are getting out of hand. And if you know you're going to sell 5, but you have to order 20 to get the variant, depends on what the book is and who's looking for it. I try to make everybody happy, but I also don't like eating books. Avatar, one of the interesting things down when I was in Dallas, a lot of people don't like Avatar. A lot of retailers don't like carrying their books. I like them. They make me a lot of money. They're a lot of fun to read. Crossed, Caligula. I didn't read Fever Dream, but we have the first, or the graphic novel of it here, so I'm going to go and order that. Not going to order the hardcover for $10 more. Again, just a value thing. Is a hardcover, you know, 2 pieces of cardboard worth $10? I don't think so. Okay, Night of the Living Dead stuff always sells well. Captain Swing 4, finally. Hey Lloyd, here comes number 4. Maybe it's going to be out in July. Maybe. Cross Volume 1 going to new printing. Good, that means I can get more. That one's selling like crazy. One of my top sellers last year. Okay, Ninjas vs. Zombies. Again, here we are. It's ordering number 3. I still haven't seen number 1. going, you know, the numbers will keep going down until I see it. It's always nice to at least have a book by the time I'm ordering number three. Bandai, don't really deal with. The manga stuff just doesn't work for me. Critter, I remember we had a Critter before. I might even have it. I don't know, it might be in the dollar box. We have to look. It looks like they're starting off a new miniseries here. So I'll check to see how that one sold, and I'll probably order similar to how that one did. Penny for Your Soul sold pretty well for a small press book. So I'll definitely get in the graphic novel. 188 pages, 20 bucks. That's okay. Blue Water is not selling anything for me, and I've been passing on most of their stuff. I have a couple customers that like the Fame books and the political and all that stuff. But overall, just the books are just sitting there. Misadventures of Adam West. That was one of the free comic day books. I remember reading it. I don't honestly remember much about it. I'm probably just going to order a couple. Even though, you know, it moved all the free comic day versions, I just don't see there being a big market for that. Bongo. Bongo's great. I love The Simpsons. I love that they're doing SpongeBob now. Now it looks like you have a new Sergio Aragonés book, so that should go well. Probably that's going to hit more of the older people who remember his work from Mad, but that's okay. We'll order that. Boom. I love Boom Studios, and not just because of the Boom RV at down in Dallas. Boom is a fun company, putting out a lot of stuff. This new Elric book that's coming out, I thought the Free Comic Day version was pretty good, so I will definitely order a bunch of these. You know, anytime you got an afterword by Neil Gaiman, so that's going to work. Hellraiser. You know, Hellraiser 1 sold really well, but I'm sitting here going, where's number 2? Here I am ordering 5. I'm still waiting for number 2. That does not bode well. Incorruptible and Irredeemable are still doing well. Numbers are going down, but I have been hearing it's getting better. I need to jump back onto that. Planet of the Apes, again with that one, I'm still waiting for number 2. So a lot of these, I don't know if they're late, they just seem late, which doesn't seem good. I'd always rather go, wow, another issue already, as opposed to, where is that? So, Kaboom, the Kaboom stuff for the kids is doing well. Chip and Dale, Darkwing Duck, those are doing well. Disney stuff, not so much. Like the Mickey Mouse and the Uncle Scrooge, those don't do too much. Space Warped, I'm interested in. I had a couple people ask me to hold that for them, so that's a good sign. Boundless, I don't know what to make of Boundless. It seems like Avatar. I know they're working with Avatar, and it seems like just another branch of them. But this War Goddess number 1, I know they did some sort of retailer cover. I passed. I think you had to order 250 of it. And I see Marvel's doing that too with the Spider-Man. And it just seems to me that that's kind of a been there, done that. I don't see too many people jumping on board with that. But this War Goddess, I'll probably at least do enough to get the Art Deco cover for people. Lady Death is doing okay. Nothing spectacular, but doing okay. Okay, Broadsword, Tarot Witch of the Black Rose. Still have my sub, so I'm still ordering it in. Campfire, I'm actually starting to back off on the Campfire stuff. They do, these like classic novels and things, and for a while there I was getting them in, because I'm like, you know, these are good things to have, but I honestly, other than special orders, I don't know if I've actually sold one, and I see they've gone up now from $9.99 up to $11.99. And I'm probably going to start passing on these. Let's see. Here's another La Mano del Distinto. Well, you know what? What the heck? I'll order one. Can't hurt anything. It's certified cool, so that maybe that means something. But then you get something here from Blue Spear One Shot from ComX. And I know I saw something about it online, maybe Comic Book Resources. But again, 64 pages, $11.99. That's just too much for something that I don't know anything about. It's just really too much to jump on. Creator's Edge. Sold one of the Zombies of Foreign Wars already, so ordered it back in. We'll see how that does. My only concern with this company is I know they came out with a book. Darn it, I forget the name. It's Devil something. And I think I remembered it's already on clearance, and number 2 was canceled. So that doesn't bode well, but we'll see. We'll give it a shot. Looks like Ronald McDonald on the cover. Everybody loves Ronald. What the heck? Okay, Dynamite, another one of my fun companies. Anybody who's talked to me knows I will talk up the boys left and right. So we've got a new Butcher miniseries, wonderful. New issue of The Boys, of course, good stuff. Last issue of General for Blood, doing well. Kirby Genesis, another one I don't quite know what to make of. Here I'm ordering two, I haven't really seen anything, I don't really know what all is going on with it. The one thing that Dynamite does that drives me nuts is all the incentive covers. I try to get what I can, but some of them I'm not real sure about. This one I'm probably going to start cutting my orders until I see something. Another Warlord of Mars, hard for me to judge, only because I have one customer that wants all the variants on all the Warlord of Mars and Red Sonja stuff, so I ordered to get those, so I honestly don't pay too much attention to how they're selling, because I know I have to order them in to get those. So I just sometimes hope that they would slow down on the variants. So yeah, probably have another nude variant on Deja Thoris, yay. Terminator RoboCop, you know, those guys always sell, so that's a safe order, you know, mid-range order, not a whole lot, maybe four or five copies, but they'll sell. Vampirella's been doing very well. She just came out on this Wednesday with the second mini-series. We'll see how that one does. Worried that they're going to overdo it like they did with Green Hornet, which is never good. A couple statues, a Vampirella, Adam Hughes, a couple people I got to ask if they want that. Last Phantom's doing okay. The Death of the Lone Ranger I'm selling out of. And then Zorro, or Death of Zorro. And then Zorro rides again. Not sure what all's going on with that. If they're killing him, how is he riding again? But okay. Green Hornet, yeah, I'm hoping they slow down on that. Red Sonja again. Red Sonja, Queen Sonja. I just ordered based on to get that the highest variant for the one customer. Total Recall 3 of 4. I don't think I've sold a copy of number 1 yet. Bring the Thunder, didn't sell any. Raise the Dead 2, didn't sell any. Really not tempted to buy an oversized hardcover for $20. Okay, that's a manga that I did not order. Del Rey, now here's one that normally I'd pass on, but maybe this Del Rey, Kim Harrison's blood work. I don't know who Kim Harrison is, not familiar, but maybe it's something somebody else knows about. So that's a good thing to have on the shelf, especially if she's more targeted towards women. That's a good one so that the wife or girlfriend comes in. I've had it happen a lot with Anita Blake. And the husband or boyfriend is looking for whatever they are, and all of a sudden they see, hey, what's this? And they glom onto that, and all of a sudden, wait, there's something here for them. So that's a good thing to have. It's a little more expensive than normal, like 144 pages, $23, but it is a hardcover, so what the heck. It looks like it's all in one, and it looks like a good one. We'll go with that. Okay. Big questions, trade paperback. You know, I've ordered some of those in, and they have not sold. So here's a big 600-page book for $45. I don't know. That's $45 is a lot of money for a book that I haven't had any luck with. Dynamic Forces. Always happy to order anything anybody wants off this. I very rarely order anything in for the shelf. Because the signed stuff, it's really... If you want something signed, go for it, but otherwise, I'm not going to try to carry it for the shelf. Comic Book Comics, got to order a couple in. Having trouble getting more copies of the ones I'm out of in, so I'm not going to go nuts, but I'll probably order at least a couple more copies of number 6. Fantagraphics, oh, they're starting to clean up their listing. I was talking to a guy from Diamond saying I can't understand their listings. This one's better. A lot of times they just always have a bunch of pictures at the top and then just text underneath, and you got to kind of figure out which cover goes with which book. And this one looks a little bit better. Looks like there's a new Tardy book, so we'll be getting that. Cruising with the Hound looks kind of interesting. Not bad. $19.99 for 120 pages. A little much, but Fantagraphics is always quality stuff. So I'll be ordering some of that. Bill Everett Archives. Big Bill Everett fan, but then again, he drew the first couple issues of Daredevil, so I'm a sucker there. GG Studios, book company that I've done really, really well with. Ordered very conservatively to begin with, but I just got more copies of Skeleton Story in today as a reorder. So stuff doing really well, and one I really have to stay on top of to make sure I have them all on the shelf. Interesting Crow Special Edition. I totally missed the Crow. I never ordered it, never had it. I've carried it when I could, but it looks like they're getting one back into print here, so that's good. $18 is a great price. That's something I shouldn't have any trouble selling. I find it interesting that they're already offering us the price guide again. even though it doesn't come out till July. So one of those questions, why are they offering it again? Wouldn't I have already ordered it and I haven't received it? I'm not going to be reordering it. So that's one of those, I don't understand why it's in the book. Heavy Metal, it's a fun book to have on the shelf. Hermes Press, one of those weird ones. I believe they're out of Newcastle, but typically I don't get them because it's rather specific books of like TV show adaptions, things like that. Nice, really nice product, but a little on the expensive side. Most of them come in around $50. Here we got a Dark Shadows Digest, 176 pages, $20. I'll get that in. Civil War Adventures, that was a free comic day book. I don't understand the point of it. I don't see there being that big a market for Civil War stuff, so I'm probably going to pass on that. Bouncer the One-Armed Gunslinger, I remember this. This was supposed to be an issue, or this is from Humanoids, and it was supposed to be out in issues, and then they all got canceled, and it looks like they're going to be putting it out as a hardcover here. So, you know, I'm willing to give them a shot. I'll probably order in one and see how it goes. Knights of the Dinner Table. That's a fun one. I can't even remember the last one I sold, but I still order one in just because I'm hoping for that gamer to come in that is going to want it and be happy that I have them. Kickstart Comics. And they have a little interesting history where they originally came to us being retailers, saying they're going to have the same exact book in Walmart, but they're going to give us a hardcover for the same price as Walmart's going to get the paperback. Okay, sounds good. I don't know who you are. We'll give it a shot. Well, of course, when it comes time to ship, we get the exact same thing Walmart has that they're selling for half the price we are. So it kind of left a really bad taste in the mouth. Also, all of them are real small. They seem, I don't know if they're movie pitches or exactly what they are, but they're all small books. 96 pages, and now their prices are starting to go up. It was $8.99, now they're up to $10.99. I honestly don't think I've sold one yet. And they're all small. They're 6x8. I'm probably going to end up passing. These are just reorders here, but I'm probably going to start passing on them from now on. Kids Can Press, down at the bottom, Sam and Friends Mysteries. I love the kids' stuff. I try to keep my kids' section really well-stocked, so definitely I'll have that on the shelf. Oh, let's see, we've got some more manga. Then you have something from Last Gasp, Art of Gary Edson Arlington, 90 pages, $15. You know, sorry, I don't know who this guy is. And that just seems to be a little bit much for such a small book, so I'm going to pass. Bela Lugosi, Tales from the Grave. Wow. Number one came out a long time ago. I don't even know if I have any left or if I pulled it from the shelf. They are offering it again, so it did sell pretty well, though. So I'll check my sales numbers, see how that one did, and order accordingly. Buckaroo Banzai. I wonder if this is a new ongoing, because that would be cool. I'm a fan of the movie, and I know he's had some one-shots and stuff come out, so Moonstone stuff does not sell really well, but I do like to have it on the shelf, so I'll definitely order most of their stuff, but if only maybe one or two copies. Let's see. Smurfs always sell. Yeah, the paper cut stuff does really well. I like having it on the shelf. Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys, they're doing the Geronimo Stilton stuff, so they're doing good in my eyes. Let's see. Oni Press. I like Oni Press. I don't understand the spontaneous book at all. I read the Free Comic Day version, and it just seems like a really odd thing to have, but what the heck. I'll always order a couple of their stuff. Petrograd Hardcover. Kind of neat. $30, 250 pages. I'll have an order in one and see how it goes. Six Gun is doing quite well. I'm really happy with that. Let's see. Just an example. Pure Imagination Publishing has a couple books out, and I've really been disappointed with the quality of them. It's looks like poor reproductions, and probably going to pass on these just based on the history of their other stuff. 2080, I actually recently had a customer ask me to start getting it in. So I will. I'm always happy to order in whatever you like, so please let me know. Let's see, Atomic Robo always does good, so definitely order a couple copies of that graphic novel there. And I'll be getting the rest of their stuff. There's Foster Broussard, Moon Girl, Here's another one down the bottom, Renegade Arts Entertainment, Shame Volume 1. I'm probably going to give it a shot just because it looks interesting to me. It's a horror trilogy. It's John Bolton, that's why. John Bolton art. It's a little 56 pages for 10 bucks. It's a little bit much, but I'll get it in because it is Bolton. I know I have at least one customer that's going to want it, and sometimes that's all I need is one guy to want it. And that'll, encourage me to order more. If one person wants it, more people might. Radical Publishing has kind of slowed down as far as sales-wise, but still getting them in. All their stuff is really pretty. Sea Lion Books. Sea Lion scares me a little bit. It's the DeBell brothers, and they kind of have a track record of falling off the wagon. Books stop shipping. So I'll order, but I'm going to order their stuff very conservatively. If it sells, I might be happy that I sell out. Third World Studios. I've had good luck with their stuff. I've liked it. And the Intrepid Scapegoat. Kids book. And I've seen some stuff online. And generally, if they make the effort to get their stuff online and promote it, I'll try to help them. So I will grab their stuff. Stuff of Legend does really well. So no problem carrying their stuff. Let's see, Lenore, another issue of Lenore. Coming out really, really slow, which is fine. It just makes it tough. Like right now, I'm out of issues 1 and 2, and I can't get any more because they're sold out. So that does make it hard trying to figure out how to order these. Let's see, the Art of Roman Dirge. Maybe. That might be an early cut. Again, 112 pages, $35. That's a lot. It is a hardcover, but that's still a lot of money just for, like, an art book, which generally don't sell a lot. Usually happy if I get one in and it sells at all. We're getting back top shelf, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen 3, number 2. I went a little crazy and over-ordered on number 1, as you may have noticed, as they're, my $8 books are now in the dollar box. But I'm looking forward to that one. I really enjoyed the first issue. Sadly, it came out, 2 years ago, so that makes it hard on these things, too. That kind of gaps between books. Any Empire by Nate Powell. Nate Powell's stuff has done really well. I see they're offering, again, Swallow Me Whole. I probably sold 4 or 5 copies of that graphic novel, which, for most, that's really good. Marvel would kill to sell 4 or 5 copies of any of theirs. So definitely be carrying that. And then contemplating this Infinite Kung Fu book they have. I don't do good with the Japanese stuff, but I'm looking 464 pages, $25. That's a pretty good page count and a pretty good value for your money, so I'm looking at that. Essex County, I'll probably order an extra copy just because one of the things we do have is we have a reorder penalty anytime we reorder something that's not from the premier publishers, mostly Marvel, DC, Image, and Dark Horse, so I might get an extra copy of this sometimes just in for that. Let's see, Tokyo Pop, no, I don't know how long they're going to be in business, so. But, again, the manga stuff just doesn't do it for me. My fault, because I don't understand it, but also I haven't found it selling at all. Vietnam Journal, I ordered in a couple, they didn't sell, I'm passing on that. 12 Gauge Comics, they've had some interesting stuff that's sold okay. This Ice number 1 that was in the free comic book day thing. Didn't quite get it, but you know what? Hopefully this isn't just a reprint of the free comic book day book, but that might be. It's only $1. Order a couple of that and then kind of track the sales on it. Loose Ends, I think, was also in there. So, 215 Inc. When I did the toy show back in December, they were there. So it's one of those. I don't know if they're local, but again, they put the effort out there. So I will definitely order some more of that in. Modern Masters, Fraser Irving. I will probably be ordering one of these for myself, as well as one for the shelf. Just very impressed with his art, and very much looking forward to a book all of his art and seeing how that goes. Again, also, there's a Wally Wood sketchbook on the next page. I'll probably be ordering that in just for myself to see, because I'm a big Wally Wood fan. Looks like Verotic. I don't know if they're getting back into publishing, or if this is just a reprint, but I have a big Simon Bisley fan. So I'll definitely be ordering a copy of that. But now here's an interesting thing, too. If you look at this one, it says 9x12 black and white, $9.95. Doesn't tell me how many pages. That's a little scary. Because that could be 32 pages, and I could end up getting getting sunk on it. So take a chance and hope for the best. Udon, generally don't do too much with. Again, more of the manga. Viz, the only thing I get in from Viz is Naruto for a customer. Again, I'd be happy to order any of the stuff you see in there that you want. I just normally don't order it for the shelf. Flight, Volume 8. I'll be ordering a couple of those because I've been having trouble getting some of the volumes back in, so I want to make sure I have enough in stock. Viper Comics doing Johnny Test. Having a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, I know who Johnny Test is, and I think that really does help me in ordering because I know that the kids are going to want that, so definitely get some of those in. Yen Press, again, pass. Xenoscope, I've noticed Xenoscope sales are dropping. I have to keep a much tighter lid or closer eye on my Xenoscope orders because I'm noticing I'm having a lot extra. So overall, and it's kind of all over the place. This Dream Eater saga is going through a bunch of different books that don't necessarily sell the same. So I'm going to have to actually look at all those numbers pretty closely to figure out how to order that. Dino Strike Force. Interesting. Okay. And the Fly issue, too. Yeah, they have a lot of stuff, but I'm definitely going to have to look kind of closely at how the track record and how that's been going. So basically, that's it. Hopefully, I haven't bored you too much. But that's the main comic section that's not the main publishers, the big publishers. I'll do them another day. I'll go through DC, going line by line, explaining, sitting with my sales numbers so I can tell you which books are going up, which books are going down. But that's my analysis of the previews for the stuff from the back of the book. So I hope it was interesting, and that's it. Signing off.